Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. And excuse me, get the old mouth warmed up here. Excited about this morning's guest. We are going to be talking about her business, her unique niche that she's in. niche, tomato. You get the picture. She's a recent mastermind attendee. We're going to talk about her experience there as well. Hey, without further ado, let's get into it. Table banging, hat slamming. Emma, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
Hey, nice house there behind you.
Thank you.
Very interesting looking project. I'm looking in. I'm seeing Edison light bulbs, if I'm not mistaken.
All over the place, yes.
you like Edison's, huh?
We do, yep. They fit the style.
Yeah. So this the home also is part of your niche, right? Tell us before we get into it, what is the niche that you're focusing on here with your online marketing at the time?
Yep. So I am in the home building niche. I focus on talking to people about our own personal home builds. And sharing everything that I have learned along the way about everything from planning, budgeting, ways to save money, and basically helping beginners that want to get started on their own dream home build figure out what to do.
I love that. Who wouldn't want to build their own dream home or design their home in a way that would fit their lifestyle perfectly?
Exactly.
I think we always walk into a house and love, you know, your most ideal house that you love the most. You love 80% of the stuff, you know, 70% of the stuff, you know, maybe even half, you know, if you're, you know, probably in many cases and you're still so excited to just be moving into your own home or buying your own home that you actually are going to own. And what if it was exactly what you wanted? See, now I'm selling now I'm pitching.
Right. Know. That's one of my main talking points. The more planning, the more meticulous you are, the less regrets you'll have later. I mean, it's all super important.
Nice. So you also, and we'll go all the way back here in a moment and kind of touch base on your kind of how you got here, but talk to us about your recent mastermind experience. You came to Orlando, you had an experience there. What was that experience like for you? What'd you take away from that experience?
So it was just overall amazing. there was so much to learn, obviously, from the speakers. I took notes the whole weekend and all sorts of little tidbits that you don't get just from watching videos online. There's just so much other information there. And not only that, but the personal connection with other people that are on this journey as well. I don't know anybody else personally, locally, around in person that is doing the same thing as me. So being able to connect with other people that are also learning all the same things and trying to figure it out the same way was huge. So
that would be like finding people who are also building their own homes, right? I mean,
yes.
I don't know anybody. If I wanted to start doing that today here in my town, I wouldn't know who to ask. I wouldn't have anybody to ask. So you being a resource, maybe there would be an event where everybody's coming in who's doing the same thing, or maybe I found you online. You become a North Star for me. You become a resource for me. Is that a good analogy of sort of what you're explaining here?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Just having that initial connection with somebody is huge because it immediately builds trust. It immediately builds that sense of community and you can bounce ideas off each other. You can talk about problems and work through issues. So it's a huge, huge benefit.
Yeah. Love that. So, and I remember, you know, hanging out, I saw you in the audience. Of course, our masterminds are relatively mid-size events. They're, you know, at least up until this point have been, you know, three figures typically in the room, over 100, but less than 150. So it gives us a nice variety of questions, interactions, and it also gives me and the other people, everybody, an ability to be able to interact with everybody. We have a nice networking session on Sunday where everybody's kind of talking and hanging out. Mm-hmm. And so I very much so remember your kind of very enthusiastic, inquisitive kind of questions, you know, facial expressions. You were thinking, the gears were turning.
Yes.
Right. What would you say your biggest takeaway was from coming to an event? Was it something that you expected to get? Was it something that was unexpected?
It was something that I had hoped for. I took away, my biggest thing was definitely about the growth on Instagram. I believe there's actually a couple of speakers that talked about it there. And immediately after leaving the mastermind, I had one reel that really blew up, and I could see the spike in my leads immediately following afterwards. So actually being able to learn that information to implement it, obviously that worked. So
yeah, great. Good for you. Yeah. So talk to us, take us back. What motivated you to want to start an online business in the first place?
So the biggest thing, there's actually a couple of reasons I started. I am very blessed in that I love my job, my 9-to-5, and I know a lot of people can't say that. So I am so thankful for that, and I want to stay at my job. My biggest motivation was for my husband. He does construction, building our house. He does it all day long and then comes home and does it some more. And he's been doing it since he was 16 years old. And as we all know, it's a very tough industry to be in. It's very hard on your body, a lot of manual labor, and it's hard to do, especially as you get older. So my main goal in all of this was to be able to retire my husband someday, be able to live a more financially stable life. You know, if we can retire him, pay off some of our bills, and then I can keep working, doing what I like, then that would be great.
So nice. What's his name?
His name's Kyle.
Shout out, Kyle. Shout out, Kyle. Give him a...
Ask him.
The construction worker, you know. I know that life. Where do you guys live?
In Vermont. We're actually getting about a foot of snow today.
I don't know that life. I don't know construction in the cold. I know construction in the heat.
Yes.
So I can
both
imagine.
Both are very challenging.
Yeah, a different challenge, a different challenging. I hate the cold, actually. Some hate the heat, but it's just, you know, because probably you grow up in it and you get used to it. So what attracted you to what we were talking about, you know, selling information, the core four business models? Can you hear me? Oh. What happened? Did I all of a sudden cut out? I don't know if I cut out there. Joanne, whose side is it? Can you give us a mic check, Emma?
I can still hear you, Dave.
Okay.
So
Emma, did something happen on your side? Can you log out and log back on?
I'm gonna kick her out. She can log back in.
Okay. I know. I see y'all. Thank you for the feedback. You can hear me. I got it. Thank you all. Good to see everybody, by the way. Good to see everybody. How's everybody doing? He says your home looks beautiful already. So if you have, shout out Kyle for sure. Yay, Kyle. I need a woman like her. Damn, Billy. Holler. Say it. Tell us how you feel. Tell us how you feel. Emma, you back? Something happened with your internet. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Damn it. Something happened. Can you hear me? Oh. Shut down your browser. Log out. Reboot. Whatever you got to do. You're on your phone? Shut it down, whatever you got to do. Hey, I was in a hotel room one time, and the TV wasn't working. And they said, hey, we're going to call an engineer up there. you know, I'm messing around with it, doing all the things. The engineer came up to the room and kind of looked at it for about 30 seconds and then turned, you know, it was on a wall mount. He kind of turned it out and kind of looked behind. And I thought, oh, okay, he's going to do the engineer thing here. Is all he did was he just unplugged it and plugged it back in. Emma, you back?
Is that better?
Great.
There we go.
Yeah, as all the engineer did was he unplugged it and plugged it back in, and suddenly it worked. So what's the moral of that story is that, you know, 9 out of 10 times, friends, if you're having technical issues, restart, reboot the damn thing, and that will usually solve your problems. So back to, okay, started, Kyle, motivation. Okay, so what drew you to the Core 4? What drew you to the challenge? I mean, what were some of the things that you heard in the challenge once you got here as you were going through it that made you want to take this seriously versus something else that you may have seen on the internet that you looked at that didn't resonate with you?
Yeah. So a lot of it was actually how you focused on the mindset. I think that's a huge part of having success in any of this. And a lot of people focus on here's your tactics, here's things that you need to do to actually build a business. But your big focus was you need to have the right mindset. And that's what I was like, that's it. If you switch your way of thinking and you transfer all that then to your work, then you can be successful with it. Mm-hmm. So that was a huge part of it for me.
Was that something that was kind of new to you in terms of just your schooling or what you'd been exposed to, people giving you the mechanics, but not giving you the mental dynamics of what it took to actually either succeed or persevere through something?
Yes, absolutely. I would say I'd never really heard it before. I mean, you know, people say all the time, you hear, oh, you can do it. But this is all you have to do is X, Y, and Z. Never really spoke to the actual, you got to get your head in the game and you got to be persistent with it.
Florida allergy. See, that's one of the things that we deal with down here is Florida allergy. So what was your biggest takeaway as you were going through besides mindset? What was some other thing that stood out to you in terms of going through that challenge? Because you've decided to enroll in our blueprints, come to our mastermind. I mean, you said, hey, I want all the things here. Mm-hmm. What was it that stood out besides mindset stuff in terms of business models, community here, something else that you saw? What stood out to you that said, hey, I want to learn these skills here?
Yeah, I mean, it was all of that. You had all the information laid out right there. It was the community. You know, I immediately went and joined the Facebook group and was talking to all the other people online about this and seeing what other people had to say. And just that and the transparency, the integrity behind it all it was all just, when you put it all together, it's the perfect package.
And have you been successful in learning these skills here? I mean, has this been an effective learning environment for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say so. I've been, obviously we're stretched pretty thin with time right now between building the house. We both work full time and I've got two little kids, a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old. So balancing the time between all of that was, I just put down the time and did my videos late at night. I took all the notes, and rewatching the videos is huge, that they're all pre-recorded. So you can go back as many times as you need to. And you know, there's the combination of both the videos and the slides. So if you're a visual audio learner, you get both aspects of it. So,
yeah. And I wonder if everybody knows that, you know, first and foremost, just in terms of taking advantage of all the resources, because a lot of times people, you know, we have customers who come here and they jump the gun. They say, hey, I want to, you know, I want to say, start with affiliate marketing. So I'm going to, I had a great experience here with Legendary, right? So, sorry, Emma. I had a great experience here with Legendary. So I'm going to, let me sign up for that affiliate program because I see other people doing it, you know, or let me just sign up for this affiliate program over here or that affiliate program without actually going through our education. And then all of a sudden, when they start to struggle because they didn't really take the time to go through and learn exactly what they're doing, right? Because I get it, time, money, yada yada, we're in a rush. Oh my gosh, it's information overload. Oh my gosh, there's so much, you know, all the things, right? I mean, I could come up with an argument for anything that to support anything I want to do.
Yes.
Right? We're human beings. I mean, if you want to go out I mean, I'm going to give you an extreme example. Go have an affair in your marriage. Look, I'm sure you could sit there and pick apart reasons, things that you don't like about what your spouse is doing. But that's what marriage is. Instead of going to do that, you lean in and you say, let's work through this, or let's address these concerns, or this isn't working for me, right? Mm-hmm. So I can always support if I want to go out and rob a bank. Well, eggs, have you seen the price of gas? I can't afford to pay my bill. I mean, do you get what I'm saying? We can always create an argument. So a lot of times the argument that we use is that I'm tight on money. I don't have time. Okay, I bought this. I need the information now. Okay, I'm just going to go sign up for affiliate programs and I'm going to kind of just get started promoting. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, I got my link. Okay, I'm posting my link on the internet. Okay, I'm struggling with content. I'm struggling with video ideas, but I got my link. It's in my bio.
Yep.
And now I start creating videos that say, click the link in the bio. Or then I say, I don't have results and all this. And all of that could have been avoided by actually spending more time going through the education, learning the skill sets, really learning the skill sets. And then focusing on a growth phase in your business at the beginning, before you start selling something, learning how to build an audience of 1,000 followers, learning how to build an audience of people who are resonating with your content, dialing in your message before you start trying to sell something.
Yes.
Because if your message sucks and you're trying to sell something, people, it comes off weird and awkward and people don't like it and people don't buy. Side note, I saw some comments about updates to our affiliate program. I just wanted to address everything that I just said is exactly the reason why we're making updates to our affiliate program and why, you know, we had tons of people who had signed up for our affiliate program who had not made a commission in 90 days. You're not making a commission anyways, right? Plus we're updating our compliance guidelines. So use this time to focus on, don't sit around and complain. You're going to have an opportunity to reapply to our program if you want to do that. Remember, Emma's in her own unique niche. Everybody has an opportunity to take these skills to any niche they want. But you'll always have an opportunity to apply to affiliate programs. That's not your problem. Your problem is not getting that link. It's that once you have that link, you haven't taken the time to learn the skills and perfect the content creation aspect, so you're not getting results anyways. So you need to slow down. For our program in particular, stop fretting everybody about us taking our compliance and our company to the next level. We're upgrading things. We're coming out with clear compliance guidelines. We're coming out with, you know, we're bringing in third-party experts to help us and to help you to navigate things in a more compliant way so you can have an opportunity to be in business for the long term. Use this time, actually, before you go apply for any program, affiliate program, or before you go and you begin to sell anything of your own, course, coaching program, event, focus on your growth phase for a period of time. That way, you don't have to run to another guru. You don't have to run to another person who you see having success and try to learn from them. You didn't learn, take the time to learn in the first place, the things that taught them. Understand this. Regardless of what people are, what people say, the majority of successful affiliates on Instagram and TikTok that you see out there, most of them learn their foundational training here at Legendary. So take the time to actually lean into that. Lean into that. And I really mean that. Even people who go on to use negative, slanderous, really bottom of the barrel marketing strategies, where they're talking crap about other people or other companies for their own personal gain, which is the worst way to, which just as a warning for everybody, is the worst way to commit slander. Slandering people just because that's your opinion is one thing. It gets into a real liability for people when they're slandering people for their own personal gain. And just so everybody knows, as a public service announcement from me, just because we're not handling that and addressing that publicly doesn't mean that we're not addressing that privately. This isn't our first rodeo. We're not just, oh, people are, right? So my message to you is, everybody, and this is me ranting on a side rant. Thank you, Emma, for being patient with this. But it's that when you buy especially a proven education like what we have here at Legendary, that's created so much, so many marketers who do have skills and do have, who have proven that, hey, I can learn the education, I can implement it. Lean into that. Take a little bit of extra time to go back there. You said rewatching the videos, Emma.
Yes.
Did you ever attend a Decade in a Day at all, or see us entering into some of those unique niches? Because one other thing that I wanted to point out was that we have two coaching sessions, live sessions in our Blueprints community every single day. Yes. Live coaching. We have Decade in a Day every other week where we're teaching people how to enter into a unique niche, whether it be coffee, whether it be real estate, whether it be chicken coops, whatever. I mean, crazy stuff. What was that experience? Did that get the wheels turning for you, seeing us creating campaigns and so forth for totally random, unique niches? Did that help you to clarify this home building niche that you're pursuing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, when you go through, your first instinct is, well, okay, I might join the MMO niche, and that's what everybody seems to be doing, and it's easy. But there's so much out there. And if you're not truly passionate about what you're talking about, you're not going to do well with it. So I had a couple of different ones that I was thinking about, and I really settled on the home building niche after the Decade in the Day. And they were like, you need to be able to talk about this day in and day out, every single day, not get tired about it. And honestly, for me right now, this is my life right now. We're living it every single day. So I'm talking about it every single day. So I'm not tired of it. And I am passionate about getting people out of their current living situations and into their dream homes, because I think it does make a big difference on your life and your lifestyle. So yeah, watching the Decade in a Day was a little bit of a change my mind for picking out my niche in that aspect.
Yeah. You know, so somebody said, I just wanted to point this out here real quick. Ginger said, hi, Michael, and I don't know who you're talking to, probably somebody in the comments. Thanks for confirming I'm doing the right thing 2 weeks in. Watch a lot of the videos over and over. There is a certain point where you watch, nowadays, and this is kind of making the internet go round nowadays, we're all watching videos. I mean, we're watching videos on YouTube. You know, most people in most situations, when you need to change a battery or something like that in your car or whatever, you can find a YouTube video about it. So we're all watching YouTube videos. Courses and coaching programs and hybrid programs and things of that nature. You've got your master classes, your Udemy's, you got all these sites that are kind of allowing people to create courses. You know, there is a time to watch the video. There's also a time to implement. Emma, what did you find as you were going through that was your system for implementation? Was it watch implementing as you go? Was it watching, retaining information, sitting back, not taking notes, not trying to do anything, understanding the concept, then maybe going back and reviewing the video to implement step by step? How did you actually get out of learning and into launching is the question that I'm asking.
Yep. I kind of did it as I went. I definitely took notes because I just feel that's how I retain information best, as I watched. And I would do it like a module at a time for the most part. Sometimes I would stop maybe halfway through and start implementing. But like, so I started with the business plan module. I watched the whole thing. I took all the notes and then I went through and I made my business plan right then and there afterwards. Part of it for me was I was so excited to just start. And I really did have to dial it back because I started watching the courses in October and I launched my Instagram end of November. Mm-hmm. And I really had to push myself to learn and actually retain the information instead of just starting right in, because that's just who I am. I just wanted to start and do it. And I did still start posting to my Instagram before I had any affiliate links, before I had anything to sell. I just, like you said, I wanted to start building my following, building trust, yeah. Figure out what my message was, what I wanted mm-hmm. to focus on, what people responded to. So it's a little bit of give and take as far as that goes, but I found that for me, doing it as I went was the most effective way to actually get it done too, because yeah. I only had so much time to work on it. So if I would sit down and watch and then do it, that's how it works.
I'm in a different chair and a different situation here, so I had to make the effort to stand up and really kind of let some energy out there. I had to take the headphones off. You know, it's a big deal here today with doing hat slams, but my Lord, you know, I think that everybody has to find their own unique process for implementing, but it's so important for me to tell you here, for us to remind you all the time that, you know, the curriculum is there and the support is there. The coaching is there. And I think that's one of the big differences that I want everybody to understand about Legendary is we're not a business opportunity. The education that we have here is proprietary education that we created based on our decades of experience. I've been in this industry doing these skills, these business models for 13 years. Many of our coaches here, a marketing director, have a decade plus doing this. And so it's important for everybody to understand that the purpose of this business is to teach you the skills. It's not to get you to resell anything. Yeah, I know that that's typically what sometimes biz oppers are attracted to. It seems like, oh, this is what I'll do. Sort of like an MLM type thing. We really want you to understand and learn these skills. So sure, if you want to start out in a specific niche, you can, but we want you to have these skills so you can look at any product in any niche and know how to sell it, know how to create an information product. And we've got a couple of questions that are coming up for you around what you're selling and how you found things to sell or in also building your email list. So can you take us through how you're going about, you know, giving things away for free, finding lead magnets or creating them, also monetizing something in this unique niche where there may not be tons of different, you know, products that you could go and find and sell. What's been your approach? What have you found that you're starting with at this phase and the kind of the beginning phase to collect leads and also to begin to monetize?
Yep. So I found that early on in my market research and when I started posting to Instagram, a lot of people had questions about, especially beginners that had never done it before, just where to start. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know anything about it really, which is understandable. If you've not been in the industry, if you have never built a house before, why would you know that? So that was where I was finding a lot of information was lacking as resources for those people. So for my lead magnet, I just created a very simple checklist, step by step. Like it was 10 things, maybe. It wasn't very long. One page. These are the
one
steps.
Page. Each page. Beautiful.
It was one page. Yep, one PDF. And it had a little blurb next to each step. And people were signing up for my email. They wanted to know what to do. Mm. So from then, I took my experience. This is our second home build now. And
really? Wow.
Yeah. Yes. This is our second time doing it. And I
got this. We got Kyle busy now. Hold on, Emma. Hold on, Emma.
Yeah.
No wonder you want to retire that man.
Damn, we're working him to death, apparently.
Holy smokes.
I was still in college when we first started the first build. And okay. So I had zero construction experience. He had you know, several years. He's a little bit older than I am, so he had been in it already for a little bit. But I didn't know anything about planning a custom home build.
And this man wanted to make your dreams come true.
I would like to say this was his dream before he even met me. I didn't put this on him.
What do you want to say? How do you want to get that in there?
I would like to say that.
So we're all clear.
Yeah.
His idea. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. I just went along with his idea.
Okay. This man's I know what this man's trying. He's trying to make you happy. Okay? Yeah. He's trying to make your dreams come true. He loves you.
Yes. I don't know.
This man loves you. And I can see that through his hands in his work, he's expressing his love for you. And that's actually a really beautiful thing.
Yes.
All jokes aside. So, but thank you for pointing that out. he was just as much his dream as yours. I'm sure it was. I know that's such a beautiful thing to have something you both worked on, and what a marketing message that is.
Absolutely. Wow.
I mean,
the satisfaction you get.
In the bonding, right?
And
friends, that doesn't. I mean, how could that be a benefit to so many different things you may be marketing and promoting? Mm-hmm. The bonding you're going to get with children, the bonding you're going to get with spouse, the bonding you'll get with new friends. I mean, Emma, you mentioned new friends, and I remember seeing you with new friends at the mastermind. That's even been a bonding experience that has been a benefit of this experience for you, right? So it's not always about personal gain, and it's also about relationships and kind of bonding through experiences. People, I would say that's one of the main motivators that people spend money in this world, is that they want to create experiences with loved ones or with find new friends. So that's why I always say your income is capped by your creativity. If you're not, and this is why that initial growth phase of creating your content, dialing in your messaging, getting your initial, 1,000 followers dialed in on your social media accounts is important. The journey to that milestone is important because you learn so much. I mean, that you're on that journey right now. You're about to cross 1,000 on Instagram, and you're well into it. It's not like you've gone viral. You've done the work, 246 posts, getting to 1,000 followers in this kind of small, unknown, unique niche. I mean, how much have you learned in the journey to your first 1,000 followers?
Yeah, tons. It's impossible. I mean, every day, really, it's changing, and you're learning new things about your audience. Every single time you post something new, it's the way people react to it, the way they may not react to it, tells you a lot. It's constantly learning and changing and adapting.
Yeah. Absolutely. This, TikTok really dialed that in, and that's going to be something that we're going to be learning from and asking our affiliates to do moving forward is to get your accounts to 1,000 followers. The reason why that worked so well with TikTok was because, and TikTok was so smart in doing that. Many of you might not have been around when, and I believe they still do it if I'm not mistaken, but in order to get a link and post a link on your TikTok profile, you have to get to 1,000 followers. And so this forces you to actually create content. It doesn't create this false illusion that if you just post a link on your social media profile, you're going to make sales, because that's a false illusion. And I'm here to slaughter that. I'm here to shatter that. Why? Because it's my job, if I'm going to be, and I never call myself coach, mentor, all this stuff, but if I'm actually going to be somebody who has you all's best interests in mind, it is my job, it is my duty, as much as it may hurt butts, hurt feelings, frustrate, to force you to create rather than just say, oh, here's your link, go promote, or go get a link at an affiliate program and go promote or whatever. When you just now, okay, I'm in business, I've got a link. You're not in business, you've got nothing. You've got a link that you don't know how to use, that you don't know how to create results with. And so getting your social media, that first journey to 1,000 followers, it's everything. And TikTok, one of the reasons why they blew up like they did was because they didn't have a bunch of people who were spamming links and trying to sell something all over TikTok because most were not willing to put in the work to get to 1,000 followers to actually sell something or to put a link in their bio. So this actually, instead of making TikTok a kind of shit show of spam and sales pitches, it actually created an environment in TikTok where people had to create valuable edutainment in order to get to that 1,000 followers so they could sell stuff, because there was no financial incentive there in the beginning. They had to just deliver value. They had to learn how to deliver value. I'm getting fired up here, okay? Are you picking up what I'm putting down, Emma? Is this resonating with you? This kind of initial learning how to deliver value versus just rushing into some sort of financial gain that doesn't come because you didn't take the time to learn how to deliver value.
Yeah. It's not sustainable if you don't learn. I mean, you can't expect it to keep going. You can't expect to make anything off of it if you don't learn the skills to do it. So yeah, absolutely.
So what tips would you have of creating lead magnets? And I think you're selling something also. Aren't you selling a guide?
I am. Yep. So I started out with an affiliate link to another product that is a checklist. It's a checklist bundle, basically, that somebody else did. And I offer that in my emails. But I wanted something that was a little bit more personalized for me and I think more specific on what people are actually needing. So I have a background in graphic design. That was my degree in college. That's what I do full time at work. And so I have a lot of the know-how with that anyway to create these sorts of publications and digital products anyway. Yeah. So I took that skill that I already had and the knowledge that I'd learned along these home building journeys that I've been on, mm-hmm. and I put it all together into one guide where mm-hmm. people can learn all the information that they need. So that's my main offer right now.
And what are you selling that for?
Right now it's $27.
Sheesh, what a bargain. I mean,
I thought so.
And you know, do you have additional things in mind that you could, in terms of coaching or consulting offer, that you could offer somebody who wants to see? That's the perfect next step for that particular thing. It's to, along with the guide, offer a free strategy session for their build. And in that strategy session, have a very, you know, a very natural pitch that feels natural for you mm-hmm. to introduce them to how to get more time with you for you to consult either in the first phase or all the way through their build.
Absolutely. Yes. So I have a whole list of ideas because I have shiny object syndrome and I want to do all the things. Mm-hmm. So I have a whole bunch of ideas for other products that I can sell beyond this. But I mean, for starters, I could do honed in courses on specific aspects. So if you need more information on how to do the financing for your build or how to get an estimate or any of that, the actual design, I mean, all of these can be their own separate pieces that can be sold either as guides, as courses, as whatever. And then, yes, offering consulting. You know, I can review your blueprints and say, hey, this looks like a good design option. This might not be a good design option. You want to save some money on this design? Let's knock out all these corners, you know.
Wow.
There's a lot of things that you can expand this to.
You know, I'm listening to you talk and I'm getting fired up because this is an incredible unique niche and it works identical. You know, one of the things that I've always kind of ran is an introductory offer, which gives people the opportunity, sort of like our 15-day challenge. It gives people the opportunity to be able to just dip their toe for a low to no cost. You know, despite what, you know, the haters and the critics say, this is what the model that we run is ran by, you know, thousands of companies. It's a loss leader offer that gives people a lot of value up front and gives people the ability to be able to dip their toe and see kind of what your training and information and education is like, what it's like to learn from you, what it's like to interact with you. And then offering them, it's you use a lead magnet to get them on to a call. Does that make sense, Emma?
Yep.
So it's not just offering, it's not just get on a call with me. Now you're generating leads for phone calls, right? And so you're offering something for them to get on the phone. This is, friends, pay attention to this, because I know this is a free show, but you could walk away with a big old platinum nugget or five. And so the same way that we offer something in exchange for people's email address, right? We say, download our guide, this, that. Once they've bought something from you, they can, or you can offer them an additional bonus. For the strategy session itself can certainly be part of the bonus, but giving them something if they show up to the strategy session. I'm actually going to build out a back of the napkin finance plan or something that's specialized and unique to what you're doing there. Yeah. I'm going to build a back of a napkin fill in the blank plan for you. For me, it used to be a marketing plan. Right? Kind of an easy thing to build out. Hey, I'm going to build out a funnel for you. I'm going to map it out. Think about this, how powerful this is. If you were to offer somebody, hey, you know, you bought my thing as a bonus, I'm going to offer you a funnel walkthrough where I'm going to learn about what you want to do. And I'm going to build out what I would do right there with a funnel building software in front of you. And then then I'm going to offer you, if you would like me to help you implement that,
yes,
and I'll tell you about what that looks like, or you can take that funnel building plan and you can go and implement it on your own.
Right.
Think about that pitch. Isn't that a natural, beautiful, organic pitch? You could do the same thing. I'm going to map out your entire home building plan. Okay. And you can either have, me help you implement that plan. And this is for people who are in contemplation, Emma. I really think that targeting the particular phase of Absolutely. Where people are at is important, because
yep.
most people are buying when they don't know where to start.
Right.
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 Sometimes they're buying because they're in and they're stuck. That's the other phase.
Yes.
Right. So I think addressing those, and that's universal. It's not just in one niche. It's people who are in contemplate, they haven't started, and also people who have started and are struggling.
Right.
So look, I'm going to build this design plan out for you. Thank you for buying my $27 guide. I think you're going to get tons of value from this. As an additional bonus, you can book an appointment with me, and for free, I will get on with you for as long as it takes. I mean, up to an hour, right? And I'm going to map out, based on what you tell me in the first 15 to 20 minutes, what you want to do, what your goals are, what your budget is, all the things. I'm going to map out exactly what I would do in my experience of now two home builds and all the knowledge that I've collected along the way. And then I'm going to ask you at the end of the call, hey, is this valuable? Would you like me to help you to implement this and be your hold your hand? You know, this is my hold your hand home building consulting service, right? You could even call it something cool like that. Or you can take this plan and you can implement it on your own. Either way, I want this bonus, because you bought my guide, to be the most, you know, one of the most valuable phone calls that you have all year.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And that applies cool to so pitch? Many different niches too. I mean, that doesn't even have to be just the home building. Anybody can use that.
Yeah, it's really a natural way to upgrade people and kind of ascend them to your consulting services,
right,
or your coaching services, or even an event, right? You could also offer an event on that call. You know, hey, I'm doing, you know, I'm going to help you build the plan. And then at the end of that, I'm going to invite you to come to my 3-day workshop to fill in all the gaps and the details.
Yes.
And that workshop could either be just, you know, I mean, you might think, well, what if nobody else signs up? What if I only have to one person? Okay, you got one damn person. It becomes a workshop of one, right? Yeah. To where they get all your time for a weekend. But either way, you sell that 3-day workshop. And Mark, I'm telling you, it's bars. If anybody understands sales and how awkward and just, you know, sometimes slimy and you know, it's just, you know, this process of offering and selling and converting something that's kind of a lower ticket item, and then offering a free session where you map something out and then tell them, hey, you can either take this and run, or I'll help you implement it. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you about the way in which I would do that and what that looks like at the end of the call. Either way, you can take, you know, this plan, and it's going to be extremely valuable for you, even if we never do any business ever again.
Absolutely.
It's such a natural way to sell. It flows so nicely. And most importantly, they walk away feeling like, hey, man, I got a lot of value from this. Like, this was a really this was the best $27 I ever spent, even if I don't do anything more with her.
Right. Right. And even just having that one person that trusts you that much can help the rest of your following so much. I mean, you get one person that likes you and trusts you, and they comment on your stuff, they follow you, they like everything. Like, that's one person that's vouching for you.
Yeah. So. Well, that becomes your first, you know, that becomes your first kind of customer testimonial. And, you know, in order to, you know, continue to grow your business, you have, you know, again, people who are vouching for you at your various products and offerings, or for that free strategy session. Hey, this was a really valuable call. This was time well spent with Emma. Emma, what have you learned about yourself through this process you could share and articulate for us? What's something that's kind of been, you know, that's been surprising, that's been exciting, that's been something that has been a blessing, empowering? What's something that stands out for you?
I've learned that I can do this. I can make this happen, basically. I mean, really, that sounds very broad, but it's, again, when I took this on last year, I was at home with a 1-month-old baby and a toddler, and I was going back to work for my full-time job and building a house on the side of all of that. And I was really questioning whether I could really have the time to do this. And it was really this mindset that I had to shift, and I forced myself to sit down and do this every single night. And I learned that I can. I have that willpower. I have that inner strength, if you want to call it that, to make something happen with this. And that's what keeps me motivated to keep going, is I've done it consistently. I've posted, I might have missed 2 days since I started posting in November. Every single day since then, I can do it. It's basically what it showed me. So keep moving forward with it.
I love confidence building. I mean, life, if I was to boil down one element, the most important element of success, it's developing confidence, because you're going to get shook. You're going to get shaken. The ground under you is going to get rocked. Yes. The rug's going to get pulled out from under you. Mm-hmm. All the things, you know, all the things. You're going to have great highs and low lows, and your ability to be able to learn to trust yourself. This is the greatest gift that entrepreneurship in this journey has given me. It's as I've followed through, as I've done the right thing when nobody's looking, as I've developed my own values, my own integrity, my own skill sets, I have learned to trust myself. And that's where confidence comes from, is you, when you learn to trust yourself. And that's what I would believe the foundation, if I was to say, you know, somebody says, well, what's the foundation? You know, what's the rebar? What's the concrete of confidence? Mm-hmm. It's learning to trust yourself.
Yes.
And you learn to trust yourself through, going through experiences, making good decisions, bad decisions, learning from them, keeping your promises to yourself, right? Yeah. Learning that you can follow through with things, that you can count on you, that you don't just have to count on others.
Yes, right. I mean, that's been a huge thing. Even through all of this, I mean, there's been times where it's going great and I feel like I'm getting a lot of interaction, I'm getting a lot of leads. And then there's like a week maybe where it's just crickets and you get so low and you're like, why am I doing this? What's the point? Am I even doing the right thing? This is not working. And it comes back, it picks back up again. It comes and goes, and you have to just stick it out. And again, I mean, I have the support of my husband and my family in all of this. But again, we're all so busy. Everybody has their own lives that I really am my sole motivator in all of this. Mm. He doesn't have time to think about what I'm doing. He doesn't have time to think about my business and how I'm growing this. So this is on me to figure it out and to do it and to keep showing up and doing it, even when it's hard. And that's my biggest takeaway is keep showing up.
Well, good for you, Emma. Stay legendary, my friend. This looks good on you. The confidence, the going for your dreams, the sitting there in your home talking to me. I mean, this is cool. This is cool for you.
Exciting. Like,
this is a good look. This is you're finding your unique niche, your unique message, your own voice. You know, again, I know you have a separate career. You have a wonderful spouse, but right now I'm just seeing Emma shine, in this unique, in her unique, authentic self that you've created all this. You've created what I'm looking at right now, what I'm hearing, and what you're going to continue to build. And I hope you take all of that in, as well as all of these amazing comments from everybody. That's my best takeaway. Emma, throw the hat, Monty says. love that. Sounds like you already found it. Good advice. Need to rewatch all the training. This has just been really a great episode. Thank you, Emma and Dave, both so inspirational. Thank you, Emma. Gold bars. Love that, Emma. It's a wonderful thing when you put in the work and then get validated for it. It can oftentimes be as validating as money is when people are giving you the positive feedback that, this is really valuable. People vote with their wallets. They also vote with their comments, their reviews, their mouths nowadays. Yeah. Emma, you gave me so much to use as I'm taking on 100-year-old home. Connect, awesome. Connect, wow. Sandy, yeah. Connect, follow
exactly.
her, follow
Tell
her.
Me, send me a message.
Okay. Home with, what, M-M-A-B, yeah. Home with, Emma B, sorry. Home with Emma B, sorry, my eyes weren't working there. Home with Emma B. Go in and check her out, follow her, connect. Anybody who's even in the what the heck are you even building a business for? What are your dreams? What are some of the things you want to do? Maybe watching and following Emma might give you some ideas about, wow, that's what I want to do with my money. That's what I want to do with my time. That would be something that would give me a lot of fulfillment. See, I believe that building a business isn't just about what you can make. It's about what you have to show for it. And wouldn't that be a beautiful kind of end of the or milestone for your journey to be able to build? Even if you hand it off to a contractor and bring in other experts, that's fine too. And Emma, I'm sure you have lots of ideas and guidance because your husband, there's obviously other people that are there working on the job. So bringing in, working mm-hmm. with subcontractors, mm-hmm. that's something that's important to be able to navigate, right? You're essentially general contracting and architecting your job, right? Or general contracting, right?
Yep.
But there's still all these other experts who you're leaning on, and knowing how to communicate with them and knowing how to talk to them and work with them is so important. So friends, follow Emma just for all of the juices that may yet not be flowing to bring up the idea of, hey, maybe that would be something cool for me to do, a cool project, a great place to be able to spend my money from my business. Emma, I'm really excited. This is worth a rewatch for everybody. Thank you for your time today. Stay legendary, my friend. Good to see you again, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
All right, my friends, please go follow Home with Emma B over on Instagram and just see how she's navigating in this unique niche. So many of you have unique expertise and information that you could try, test. It doesn't mean it's marketing is a test. Sometimes you have to keep trying messaging different niches until you find the one that really light you up. You may not even be as passionate about it, but you're more successful with it, right? That's why following your passion isn't always good advice. Sometimes you might be really passionate about something, but it's not a good fit. I mean, I can't explain the universe or how things work. You know, I don't know everything. No, clearly, right? Sometimes you just need to test. And I love that Emma was you know, brave enough to test and then find something that she was passionate about. Doesn't mean she's never going to venture into other products or niches. It just means that she's tested and found something that is intertwined with her personal life and what she's doing right now. And she's dialing it in, and it's only going to grow from here, because after talking with her for an hour, she's got what it takes, right? She's got the right mindset. That was important to her as she was going through our training and our process here as well. So, all right, my friends, thank you for being here with me once again today. We're going to keep on bringing the value that we've brought nearly 1,000 episodes of Wake Up Legendary, interviewing customers from all walks of life, all different niches. And we're constantly going to be challenging, making you uncomfortable, pushing you to get outside of your comfort zone. Please lean into this. I know it can be uncomfortable for some of you. This is not meant to be, you know, purely for entertainment purposes. This is supposed to be for educational purposes, so you can take this experience, strength, this hope, these skill sets that we're trying to teach you, and use them, right? Use them. And that's why we talked about the learning to launching. That's the whole point of Legendary. You can go and learn all day long on YouTube. You can go learn all day long, you know, from, I'm sure you could find somebody at the coffee shop who'll give you an earful about how to build a business online. Maybe they've done it, maybe they haven't. Either way, this is not just about hearing about it. It's about launching. And we want to support you through that journey. That's why we've got all these different elements set up, from introductory courses to flagship course and coaching programs, where we offer the live workshops plus the curriculum, the events, you know, daily Wake Up Legendary shows. I mean, community. This is, it's your time. Like, if you're feeling called to this, and if you're ready to take the step, if you're ready to take on the risk, if you're ready to do something that, you know, everybody doesn't succeed at, right? Why? Because of a variety of reasons. However, I tend to think a lot of times it's because of how they're approaching things. So we're trying to give you the right approach. We're going to continue to do that. That's our mission here. Stay legendary, my friends. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. Thank you, Emma, for a great show today. Home with Emma B. Thank you for all the love in the comments as well for Emma. And if you want to get started with our 15-day challenge, Business Blueprints, come to a mastermind. Go to legendarymarketer.com/enroll. legendarymarketer.com/enroll. And if you want to get a text message reminder whenever we go live in the morning, right to your phone, okay? You can see we're live here, April 4th, 1101. Text WUL 81322 WUL, that stands for Wake Up Legendary. WUL to 813-296-8553. Again, text WUL to 813-296-8553. We'll give you a text message at 10 a.m. Eastern time when we go live, with a link to just click over to watch the show. It's so easy, makes it simple. We're not going to spam you, sell your information, any of that crap. You can opt out at any time. And my friends, it's been real. It's been love. It's been enlightening and inspirational. Thank you again, Emma. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. Peace.